we had the first day here that Romi Bar Choma, who said a Mechamarach of the Hemta Bishavis, Bishogi Bishai Vachatas, and Mezid Yichai Skil. And just like any other Malacha. Tomorrow, what's it called, asked on that, because not Shaykh that you should be Chayiv Bishogi, because you didn't do a Maisa, and you're only Chayiv Vachatas if you do a Maisa, and if you're not Chayiv and then the Gemara says, if that's the case, then there has to be, whatever your chayiv skila, your chayiv also a chatas. Therefore, the nechamer l'chor can't be chayiv either. Moshe says, no, that that which it says, that whatever your chayiv skila, your chayiv a chatas, that's possible to have something you're not chayiv either, that's not nechamer, that's tchumim according to the Akiva, or havor according to the Yosef. So that's the first sheet, Rami Bar Choma, that you chayiv both skila and a chatas, and the Lamaise the Gemara then says not a chatas, but just skila. Rav Zvid Masni Hochi. Omer Rami Bar Choma, Rav Zvid says differently in Rami Bar Choma. Hamacham Racha Behem of Shabbos, Bishogeg Eno Chayiv Chatas, that Rami Bar Choma said just the opposite. Bishogeg you not chayiv a chatas, but the Mezid chayiv skila. Because, like we said, in order to be chayiv a chatas, you have to do a maisa. In order to be chayiv skila, you're doing malacha through the animal, and the Torah says, lo sasa ko malacha, so you're chayiv skila. Rashim Rav Zvid Masni, lohod Rami Bar Choma Hochi. Eino chayiv chatas, the alvinim evad azora, da ad ovid maisa begufe. You personally have to do a maisa. Avo b'nezid chayiv skila, mehekesha da ad tovehem tachaduleo. We had before, you can't do malacha even if you do it together with the animal, and that's chayiv skila like any other malacha. Masiv Rava, Hamachalas Hashabbos Adover Shechayoven al Shigosu Chatas, Chayoven al Zdono Skila. Ho ein Chayoven al Shigosu Chatas, ein Chayoven al Zdono Skila. The Chorot says, if you're Machal Shabbos with something, that if you would do it b'shogeg, you'd be chayiv a chatas, if you do it b'mezid, you're chayiv skila.
Mashma, that if you're not chayiv a, what's it called, a chatas, you wouldn't be chayiv skila either. So when it says, no, miktoni ho ein chayovin, hochikomer. Dover shechayovin al shigos o chatas, chayiv al zon o skila. The eight dover shein chayovin al shigos o chatas, chayiv al zon o skila. No. It's possible to have something, everything that you're chayiv a chatas b'shogeg, you're chayiv skila b'mezid. But there are things that you're not chayiv achatas b'shoge, because you didn't do a maisa personally, and you're still chayiv skila b'mezid. Umayni umachamer. Right? So therefore, it's possible for Rami Bar Choma to hold that you're not chayiv achatas, but you're chayiv skila. That's the second opinion in the way that what Rami Bar Choma said. Rava achba the Rav Mori Bar Rochel, the Amri lo avua the Rav Mori Bar Rochel, the Lishna basra kash yohad the Rav. What's it called? So the Gemara's like this. The Rav was the, Rava was the brother of Rav Mori Bar Rochel. And some say he was the father of Rav Mori Bar Rochel. And according to the second opinion, he was the father of Rav Mori Bar Rochel, Kasha ha the Rav, Ashrei the Rav Mori Bar Rochel, Umanye bepursei the Bada. Right? That, according to the second Lashon, that, what's it called, that Rava was the father of Rav Mori Bar Rochel. Right? It says that Rav was Machsher Rav Mori Bar Rochel, and he appointed him to be one of the leaders in Bava. Right? Lechora, what have to be Machsher for? If his father was a regular Yid, Rava, so what was the big deal over here? To Rashi. Miktani Hachdiyuka, the Dekinan, Ha Ein Chayiv. Right. Don't learn that anything that you're chayiv achatas, you're chayiv skila, but anything you're not chayiv achatas, you're not chayiv skila. Dilma hachikomer, hamachal, the dover shechayiv an ashigas of chatas, chayiv an asdon of skila. Anything where there's a chatas, you're definitely chayiv skila if you do b'mezid. Ha dover she'en chayiv an ashigas of chatas, yesh mehem shechayiv an asdon of skila, the yesh she'en chayiv an. Umayniyo de chayiv an asdon of skila, the ein chayiv an ashigas of chatas mechamer. But there are things that you're not chayiv achatas b'shogeg, but you still be chayiv skila b'mezid. What is that mechamer? The amri lo avu ad Rav Mori Bar Rochel lo gar sinan. Rashi says it's bechlau and not goresis. And Tosfos also the same thing. The avu ad Rav Mori isu giorish me. The father, we know who the father of Rav Mori Bar Rochel was. His name was Isur Giora. He was a ger, and his name was Isur. Uman de goresle goris basrei hachi. Lahach lishna basra kasha. Half the Rav Asher the Rav Mori Bar Rochel umani bepursi the bottom. Right? According to the Girsa that has that, that some say he was the father, right? Even though the Gemara says clearly who the father of Mori Barocha was, it was Issa Giora, but if you have that Girsa that some say that Rava was the father of, right, Mori Barocha, it's a different Rava, it's not the regular Rava. The Purse Lebavel, the Hach Milsu Mesechus Yevamosi, the Purse Belaz minstrel, he made him into a minister, a government official. The shoter. The Avagad Damer Mar called the Simo Shatamesim Lo Yu Ela Mikeravachecha. Hi, even the Imo Mi Israel Mikeravachecha Greenabe. The Mar says over there, since his mother was Jewish, you can't appoint a ger to be an official, right? Mikeravachecha. All appointments of officials, people who are people who have individual power to decide what to do and to have srara over other people can't be gay, can't be women either. So, I call Mesimo Shata Mesim, loyal Mikerev Achecha. Som Tosimo Lecha Melech, and not a Malka. We learn also women can't have positions of authority where they are the ones who make decisions. Right? If they're, it's a democracy and they can't make decisions on their own, but they can only make decisions if others agree or whatever, then it could be they're allowed to be have a position. It's an authority. Moshe Feinstein says a woman could be a Mashgiach Kashrus, but she can't be the Rav HaMachshir. She can't have the authority, but she's a Mashgiach. She's just following whatever the Rav HaMachshir says. Here in the Moshav, we allow women to serve on Va'adot, but not to be on the Bar Hanala. Bar Hanala has a certain latitude to have authority, but they can work for the people on the Bar Hanala, but they have to. They can't make decisions themselves. They have to follow the decisions of the Vat.
What so, as far as they go,
no decisions that have authority over other people. They are appointed or elected to have authority positions that women can't have and a gear can't have. So the Mara says over there that no, since his mother was Jewish, his father was a gear. Right, that it was okay. But the Maish, according to the Lashon, it says that Rava was the father of Rav Mori Bar Rochel. The Chora's father wasn't a ger. What was the problem over here? Okay. So in that case, the Gemara says, Dilma Trey Mori Bar Rochel Havi. Maybe there are two Mori Bar Rochels. The one that Rav was Machsher was not the one who Rava was his father. The one who Rava was his father was a regular Jew. And that's not the one that this Maisi with Rav happened. The other one was the son of a Ger, and his father was Issur Giora. Okay. Masni Lala Hashmaisa Mishmed Rav Yochanan, the Ftur. So he learned this in the name of Rav Yochanan, that you're potter completely by Mechamer. You're not Chayek Skila and you're not Chayek Vachatas. Omer Rav Yochanan, he learned like this. A Mechamer Acher Behemto B'Shabbos, Potter Miklum. If you're Mechamer, it's just a plain lav, and you don't get any onish. You don't get Chatas B'Shogeg, and you don't get Skila B'Nezit. Chatas B'Shogeg, Lo Mechayev Chatas, the Huk Shekol HaTorah Kul Avodah Zorah. Since by Avodah Zorah, it has to be a Maisa that you do personally, right? So you're not doing a Maisa personally. You're doing the Maisa through your animal. You're not chayev achatas unless you actually do an action yourself, just like avodah zarah. The mezid nami lo mechayev, and mezid you're not chayev tchila. Why not? Disnan hamachalas hashavas bedover shechayov and hashigasu chatos ve'alzdonos tchila. Ha ein chayov and hashigasu chatos ein chayov and alzdonos tchila. Right? Same deal we had before. That only something that if you do it b'shogeg you're chayev achatas. If you do it b'mezid you're chayev tchila. But if you're not Chayev achatas if you do it b'shogeg, then you're not chayev skila if you do it b'mezid. Why not? Right? This is just a cloud. This is not the limud. Right? Why not? Why aren't you chayev skila? The havi leilav shenitim azoras mrs. Beisin. The chol lav shenitim leizoras mrs. Beisin ain't looking a love. Right? What's the concept of lav hanitim lazoras mrs. Beisin? Let's see Rashi. Lazarus Mises Beisdin, the Shar Malachas to Shabbos, Nomi Mehaikra Nafka. Now, normally, when the Torah said, don't do something, it meant you get Malchus if you do it. We learn from Lav de Hashima, Lo Sachsum Shor Bedisho, that Lav de Merchayev Malkus. It's right next to the case of the Tzdikus Atzadik, the Jewish Harosha, the Hoyim bin Hakos Harosha. Speaks about Malkus. And right after that it says, Lo Sachsum Shor Bedisho. You can't muzzle an animal when it's... So we learn from there that all Lavim in the Torah, if there you do a Maisa, what's it called? Osachsum Shor Bedisho, Lav Sheishbo Maisa, and even according to some, Lav Sheishbo Maisa, as we'll get to tomorrow, right? Archayiv Malkus. In other words, when the Torah said, don't do this, it meant the punishment is Malkus. Okay. So, however, over here by Shabbos, you can't say when the Torah said, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, it meant you'll get Malkus. Because most Malachos are Chayiv Skila, not Malkus. And whenever you're Chayiv Skila, you don't get Malkus. You'll get two ownership. So here, when the Torah said, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, you can't say it came to tell you Malkus, because most of the things that it refers to are not Malkus. So obviously it came to give you an Azor, by Mises Beisdin, by any other onus, you need an Azor. You need the Torah to warn you, and say, don't do it, and then to tell you somewhere else, what happens if you do it. So here the Torah said, don't do it, and if you do it, you'll get Misa. So even in the case where you wouldn't get Misa, right, even in the case, what's it called, you won't get Malkus. Because that lav didn't come from Malkus. That lav came to tell me that you're not allowed to do it, and if you do it, you'll get Misa. And in the case where there is no Misa, so that lav's not from Malkus. That lav came specifically to warn me for the cases that are Misa. So the ones that aren't, there's no Malkus there either. That's a Rashi. The Shar Malachas, the Shabbos, Nami Mihai Kronavka. All the other Malachas that you're Chayiv Skila, we learn from this same Pasuk, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. Right? And Nafkalahu, Azora. And that Pasuk is coming to tell me a warning in order that I'll be able to get Nisa if I do it. Right? So the Pasuk didn't come to tell me, get Malchus. Hilkach, La Azoras Mises Beizd in Nitam, the Lo Onish Nisa Elam Kehizer. You can't get an Onish without having an Azora. Without having a warning in the Torah, don't do it. Right? If the Torah never told you not to do it, then you can't get a punishment if you did do it. So wherever we want to learn an Onish Misa, there has to be some Azara prior to that. We have to find some place that the Torah warned you not to do this, told you you can't do it. Okay? If you just find a punishment, then it can't be that punishment applies to this case, unless you have a place in the Torah where it says specifically not to do it. So, wherever there's an onish, you need a pasuk to tell me not to do that thing. So that pasuk didn't come to tell me get Malkus. That pasuk came to tell me that you'll get an onish of Nisa if you'll do that thing. And therefore, even if there are other things that are included in that pasuk that are not Nisa, right, but they're not Malkus either, because that's not what the pasuk came for. It didn't come to tell me you get Malkus. It came to warn me for all the other cases where you get Nisa. Hilkach ikra azorosu v'mokom sheyesh bo misa, asai v'lo v'malkus. The main purpose of that lav is not for Malkus. The main purpose is for all the cases where you'll get misa, you need this azorah to get misa. But therefore, even the exceptions to the rule where you won't get misa, l'maisa you don't get Malkus. So therefore, mechamer, you don't get what's it called, chatas, because you didn't do a misa yourself. And you don't get Malkus because it's a lav hanit and lazoras misses beisdin. And you don't get Nisa either, right? Because whatever you're chayev achatas, that's when you're chayev Nisa. But if you're not chayev achatas, you're not chayev Nisa either. So you don't get anything, right? All you have is you're over a lav, and a lav that in this situation has no Malkus to it.